Longtime Defense Department contractors are preparing for stiffer competition for R&D dollars. A new report from Bloomberg Government says Booz Allen, for example, could lose one-fifth of its revenue because it has to compete with other contractors on projects it used to have in the bag. Brian Friel, who wrote the report, joins us now. Mr. Friel, thanks for being with us.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
All right, so tell us what the big change is with respect to R&D contracts.
Well, the Defense Department has a program called the Information Analysis Centers, which is sort of a rapid response research and development program. The Defense Department has turned to them to get help improving the eyewear for Navy SEALs, for improving the survivability of tanks against improvised explosive devices. And for most of the history of this program, which has been around for six decades, companies hold the contracts and get these orders for rapid response research without competition. But now more companies will be competing for orders for this research and development work, and that means that companies that up till now haven't had to compete will have to face other companies and battle over price and service levels to keep doing the work.
Are we talking about contracts for managing the IACs, the Information Analysis Centers, or contracts for the research itself?
It's really for the research itself. There will be right now there are 10 of these Information Analysis Centers, and they're going to be condensed into three, one covering cybersecurity and technology, one covering homeland defense type work, and another covering weapons and other defense systems. And there will be 6 to 10 companies in each of those centers competing for the actual research work. And then for each of those centers, there will be most likely a small business operating the center itself, sort of maintaining the research work that's done over time, doing other administrative duties.
Can we dig a little bit into the motivation for this change? Was it lawmakers who demanded this, and what were they thinking?
That's right. This is part of a larger push by Congress to instill more competition into federal contracting. Way back in 1994, Congress became increasingly concerned about these kinds of contracts where a single company could get work over and over again without competition. So in 1994, Congress started encouraging agencies to set up what they call multiple award contracts, where two or more companies are given positions on a contract, and then they compete for the ongoing work. And in 2008, Congress enhanced that, and rather than just encouraging it, required it for any work that's valued over $100 million. And since the Information Analysis Centers were worth about $1.8 billion overall last year, they fall under that, and so Congress essentially is forcing the Defense Department to change the structure of the program.
So in other words, the research is going under task order basis instead of a contract basis, and will there be a MAS or a multiple award schedule type of contract for each center?
Yeah, each of the three centers will have a multiple award contract. So there's already one of them set up for the cybersecurity and other technology work. There are nine companies that are part of that multiple award contract, including some of the incumbents like Booz Allen Hamilton and Alliance Science and Technology. And those incumbents now compete with the additional companies every time an order for a rapid response research project is put in by someone in the Defense Department.
So going back to Congress's motivation, is there any evidence, when you did this analysis, did you find any evidence at all that by changing the way these contracts are allotted, that it's actually going to diversify options for the Defense Department, meaning that they're actually going to get less expensive options or really different options than they are already getting from the fewer contractors?
Well, the folks that run the Information Analysis Centers, since they have this one contract set up so far, say that the orders that are coming in, for one, they get filled faster than through the previous orders, and also that there's a savings. I think their estimate was in the 20% to 25% range, but that's very preliminary. These kinds of contracts have been growing over these types of multiple war contracts have been growing over the past 15 years or so, and definitely there's a clear sense that agencies are able to more quickly award work, but there's still a lot of debate among both contractors and agencies as to whether they save money overall.
We're speaking with Brian Friel, Bloomberg Government Federal Business Intelligence Analyst. And what about the management contracts that you say go to small businesses? How long do those last, and are they up for recompete from time to time?
Yeah, those will be 5-year contracts generally, and the dollar values for those are less than the research order work. So the estimate is under $50 million over 5 years, so about $10 million a year for two of the centers, and then about $20 million a year for the other one. Whereas, you know, the potential value of the work for the research and development task order work is, you know, about $2 billion a year or so.
And could this spread to other agencies? I'm thinking of the Energy Department, which operates labs, and they hire contractors to operate the labs, GOCO, you know, government-owned facilities operated by contractors. Could this spread there, and could the research done at the energy labs also be subject to these multiple award task order systems?
Well, some work is not really suited for this kind of ongoing competition. So, for example, running an Energy Department lab seems better suited for a single award contract, because there could be some chaotic results if you have different contractors coming in constantly taking over a facility. But this requirement that any work over $100 million through task order contracts be awarded to multiple contracts is having effects throughout the government. Boeing had a contract for drone services with the Navy that now has been shifted to a multiple award contract, where Boeing competes with two other companies to provide unmanned aerial vehicle services around the world. The State Department is setting up a similar multiple award contract for drone services, and several other companies throughout the government have seen their contracts worth over $100 million shifted to multiple award contracts, where they have to compete with other companies on an ongoing basis.
So what sort of shift does that mean that companies have to do in their strategies to keep those federal contracts going? I mean, you mentioned Boeing, and we were mentioning Booz Allen Hamilton a bit earlier. Any sign of what these companies have had to do to guarantee that they still get this work?
There's been a really interesting and sort of fundamental shift at a lot of the contractors' operation centers, where they've set up specific offices designed to handle these kinds of contracts, because, you know, normal sort of standard full and open traditional contracts that are longer term, the way you compete for those is very different because they're much more involved, whereas the task order contracts, the work is much smaller, much quicker, usually, you know, under $10 million, 2 or 3 years kind of work. And so the contractors have to set up bid and proposal shops that can respond to this kind of stuff. It's much more of drinking from a fire hose kind of approach than what contractors are used to under traditional contracts.
And it sounds like there might be a little bit of Gulliver effect here. If you have somebody like Boeing or Booz Allen, and suddenly you have a bunch of small, very specialized contractors that could sort of salami slice them, I guess, is maybe a better analogy. So it seems like the danger is really to the core revenue for those big contractors.
Well, a lot of them have adapted to this world. So while Booz, is now facing this threat on single award contracts, it's gone into multiple award contracts of its competitors that held single award contracts and competed fairly effectively. And Booz and Computer Sciences Corps and SAIC and Lockheed are all companies that have set up operations that can respond to these kinds of contracts pretty quickly.
But they can't be subs to the smaller contractors that might actually get the award. Aren't there mechanisms against that too?
Well, there's an interesting additional shift going on in these types of contracts, where agencies are setting aside more of the work for small businesses to be the prime contractors, and that is an additional challenge for the larger companies. An example is a contract that a large company called Jacobs Engineering Group held with the Air Force, worth $500 million over 5 years. That's been shifted into a multiple contract in which only small businesses can be the prime contractors. So in those cases, companies like Jacobs Engineering have to find ways to be subcontractors to those small business primes, but generally there are limits to the amount of work that can be passed down from a small business prime contractor to a large business subcontractor.
Yeah, that's a dangerous territory, because if more than 50% of the work is done by the sub, all kinds of problems. You can be in legal trouble.
That's right. And that small business shift has been happening more rapidly over the past couple of years. I think agencies are concerned that they're not meeting their small business prime contracting goals, and so they're turning to these types of multiple work contracts and encouraging small businesses to participate, and in many cases setting aside portions of the work exclusively for small businesses.